Yesterday, a federal judge ruled that an upcoming reality show on ABC television is not too much of a ripoff of Survivor. The judge cited several differences between Survivor and the new show, especially, as she said, in concept and feel. CBS brought the lawsuit in November, hoping to keep I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here out of the February sweeps. Commentator James Poniewozik says that the judge's ruling, with its serious comparison of the two programs, holds promise for a new tactic, litigating originality on television.
Let it never be said that the brain trust over at CBS is unaware of what's going on in the TV business. With an eagle-eyed attention for detail, they made a shocking and potentially industry-changing discovery. Some unscrupulous television producers, apparently, are trying to make a buck by basing shows on unoriginal ideas. The serious consideration the courts gave the lawsuit could signal a trend in the competitive TV business. If so, it may at least free up a lot of time for viewers. Because if the courts establish that only original ideas have the right to air, there will only be about 10 shows on TV. There will be one family sitcom with wisecracking kids and a clueless dad, one drama about dedicated doctors with tragic personal lives, and one cable reality show about surprise home makeovers. Survivor itself would have to go, since it's basically Gilligan's Island with a cash prize and less intellectualism. And if you apply the principle retroactively, well, say goodbye to your favorite classics. The Mary Tyler Moore Show? Dick Van Dyke in a skirt. Ally McBeal? Mary Tyler Moore in a shorter skirt. TV has ripped itself off so often, in fact, that it is now resorting to bringing back the originals to rip off the ripoffs. Last summer, Fox created a rating sensation with American Idol, which is essentially an updated version of Star Search. CBS responded this month with a remake of Star Search. Over at ABC, veteran producer Dick Wolf is going to unveil a new remake of the classic police show Dragnet, in the apparent hope that viewers will not notice that he has been remaking Dragnet for 13 years at NBC, under the title Law and Order. The irony of the CBS lawsuit is that it was being championed by the same sort of TV executives whose creative cowardice has made stealing proven ideas the only way to succeed in the business. If you can't say your show is Providence meets My Favorite Martian or Twin Peaks meets Models, Inc., you won't last 5 seconds in a pitch meeting. And TV executives are absolutely right to work that way, because we reward them with our slack-jawed attention. We don't just forgive creative laziness, we demand it, and we have CSI Miami to prove it. This is the world CBS and the other networks have made, and we like it just fine. So why go to court to ruin it? It's bad enough when the government tries to force morality on the media. If it tries to force originality, too, we may all be forced to start reading books.
James Poniewozik is the TV critic for Time Magazine.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.